Do I have everybody's attention now?
Now it's time for Jason Martin and Vol for Life Ramon Foster.
Powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors.
Together, they are J-Mart and Ramon on 104.5 The Zone.
.803-1045 The Zone, Hour 3, J-Mart and Ramon. We're live in Dixon at the Greystone Golf Club. Fight DMD's annual event, 11th time they've been here. Golf for a cure. I'm seeing some people golfing. I don't know if they're going to cure shanks
with those
out here.
Strokes. Yeah.
But we are out here for a wonderful cause. And these guys, like I said, just going through the website alone, which you can go to fightdmd.com. Absolutely outstanding what they've already done. And there's you go to the actual Our Cause page at fightdmd.com and just look a little bit at what they're doing. But if you go through this website and really take a look at the technologies and the advancements and all that's happened in the 11 years of this group, it's really staggering, quite frankly. And you said, Ramon, at the end of last hour, you know, give them flowers while they're here.
Yeah.
Well, we want to give flowers to fightdmd.com and just say what they're doing for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's just outrageous.
It's an amazing cause, man. It's good to see something like this in your community, man. We are all family here. When they ask where you from, you either say Nashville or the Nashville area, okay? And people recognize that, and we got to be able to support each other. Especially in causes like this, man, which is huge.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of different events, and you can see everything that they are doing at fightdmd.com. If you're out here today, come and see us. Yes, there is social distancing in full effect.
It is
right now, but we can wave at you.
Something. We don't have a velvet rope, but hey, we got bars with chains, and we're behind them. Okay, we're protected. Almost special.
That's right.
Almost.
I mean, when they put this thing up, you were like, look at them putting up the velvet rope. First off, it's not a velvet rope, but
it's not.
Yeah. 11th annual Golf for a Cure. Come on out and see us today. Hopefully you're playing in one of our starts here, the one that just started at 8 o'clock, but there's one coming up at 1 o'clock later on this afternoon as well. And you can go to fightdmd.com to donate now. We've got Big John Henderson, former D-tackle with the Vols and with the Jacksonville Jaguars, yeah, coming up in the next segment. But we continue to look at what this game means. 2-0 for the Titans is not something they've done in 11 years.
Yeah.
It's expected, I think.
It is.
This year. And the big news is A.J. Brown and a bone bruise.
Yeah.
And for those that were not up as early as we were at the start of this show, first off, let me tell you this. If you can't make it up at 6 a.m., you can still podcast us. Just go to your podcast catcher of choice. Search J-Mart and Ramon, and you will find everything that we have done. The interview with Mike Keith last hour, you can find that separated if you just want to hear that piece, or you can hear every hour that we do. It's put up shortly after the show. We'll tweet it out from at J-Mart and Ramon and from our individual accounts at Ramon Foster, at J-Mart Radio. You can do it that way. You can go to the website, 1045zone.com. That's another way you can get anything that you miss. And we appreciate however you want to consume this show, so we're going to make it available to you there. But A.J. Brown and the bone bruise, Ramon, and you have a unique perspective here because when you hear bone bruise, you cringe.
I do cringe.
Because it was not an easy time for you.
No, and it's one of those things where it's not like a broken bone where you can put it in a cast or you can diagnose a concussion and say, hey, you need this time frame. With a bone bruise, it depends on your body and your rehab as far as how quick it's going to heal. And each situation is different. But in my scenario, mine happened the third practice in camp when we were in pads. Second play, I remember distinctly, I had a hyperextended knee, and I thought my career was done. The biggest thing I had coming from that was a small MCL tear, but the major thing that the doctors told me, hey, it's going to take a little while, was the bone bruise, and it did. The first few weeks of mine, because it was such a blunt force injury, was rest it, ice it, try to bend it as much as you can. I don't think he's having those type of issues, but to have a bone bruise in general is something that's going to take some time. And, you know, they hadn't disclosed if he's going to play or not just yet, to my knowledge. So it'll be something that they're going to monitor. He's got to work through a rehab. There's all kind of techniques that can be used with blood flow restriction. And I'm sure the Titans training room is going to make sure that he gets the best treatment that he can, because he's a valuable asset to this team. And as much as anything, if you're a competitor, you want to compete.
Rice. That's the injury method. You ever hear that before?
Rice.
Rest, ice, rice, compression, ice, elevation.
Yep.
Basically what that means is you just have to wait it out.
Wait it out. And it's so frustrating waiting it out, because playing sports is one of those things where there is an unspoken pressure. If somebody see you walking around the facility having a good time, you're laughing because, hey, you feel fine and you're part of this team, but you're not contributing. Then you start to feel a certain way when your guys are out there practicing, and he's going to want to rush to get back. But, of course, with a bone bruise, until he gets to about 90, maybe 95%, if he wants to wait to 100%, that's even better. But it's a timing thing, and there's nothing more you can do about it, because it's almost essentially having a sprained ankle. You're fine. And walking in the boot, you put on your shoes, but as soon as you decide to make a cut, you know that feeling. You know the feeling of having a rolled ankle. This is the same thing as that, except it's internal. You can't see it. It's not like a topical bruise where you see the redness or the brown. You know, this is something that you see. This is something you can't see, and you just got to trust the guy that's having an injury and the trainers.
I tend to think, AJ, unless this is just absolutely not bad at all, I tend to think AJ's not going to play on Sunday. The question is he going to play in Minnesota for me? Because the way you're talking about this, and I, like I said, from a much more limited perspective, plantar fasciitis that I deal with, everything feels good, but then you try to actually do something,
yeah,
and you realize you can't. And there's not like a rehab for plantar fasciitis or for a bone bruise. It's just something that has to heal. Yeah. And in order to let it heal, you have to stay off it. Yep. You have to just not do the kinds of things that you have to do in order certainly to be a top flight wide receiver in the National Football League. So we don't know for sure. We may know by the end of the day, but my expectation is AJ Brown is not going to be available for the Tennessee Titans on Sunday against Jacksonville, which means that guys are going to have to step up into new roles. We do have a phone call. 615-737-1045 is what you want to go ahead and program into your phone now. 737-1045. All day long, just call us up. Tell us what's on your mind. We got Paul in Franklin, who I think wants to talk UT. Wants to talk a little Vols before Big John comes on the show in the next segment. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, 10-4. Thank y'all for taking my call. Got a question for the big ragu. Hey, Ramon, man, I enjoyed seeing you when you was on the hill up there. Big Tennessee Vol, big Titan fan. The question to you is, dude, you know in the SEC you have to – it's won and lost in the trenches. You know that and I know that. On the lines. Just about as won and lost on the lines. And I have seen Pruitt power up our offensive and defensive lines like we did back when Fulmer was there. And in his heyday, my question to you is, Big Ragu, is what do you think is going to come out of the Vols season this year? What do you expect? I'm thinking that we're fixing to make a big step in going back to where playing traditional Tennessee football, where we run it down your throat and then we set up the pass and then we have a overwhelming defensive front. And that's traditional Tennessee football. I see us heading in that direction. I was wondering what your take is on it, and I'll hang up and thank you for taking my call.
We appreciate that call, and I'll just say this too. This is, you can never have enough offensive and defensive linemen, because one, you're going to have guys that develop quickly, but you also got to have what was needed in every sport. That's depth. So having them recruit big guys on the offensive and defensive line is something that I'm glad Coach Pruitt is doing. That's how you recruit the right way. If you're able to protect your quarterback or get to the quarterback and stop the run on defense, that means you at least have a chance of being competitive in games. What we've seen, you know, in the era before Coach Pruitt is, you know, they've gone after, like I like to say, the sexy recruit, the guys who are the five-star athletes. Well, who's going to protect for those guys? Who's going to be able to stop the run or get those guys on the field? That's the offensive and defensive line, and I'm glad in this day and age, too, we're able to highlight those positions, and people and fans are able to see they are important. Hey, the big guys matter, okay? And that's something that I've preached for a long time, because if you can have a world-class starting quarterback, but if he's on his back or running around the pocket, you're not going to win. And you're right. Coach Pruitt and Coach Former seem to share the same sentiments as far as being able to recruit guys that are needed in the trenches. And not only that, but they're getting guys with size that are athletes, man. It's an exciting time, because for me personally, to see a highlight to those two positions, but also to see it at our school and up on the hill in UT.
I mean, look at last night. Look at Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow, and just how afraid I am for him, because yeah. I want to see him play for a long time. And that O-line is just not very good.
It's not. And it's sad to say, because when I saw the right guard go down last night in that Cincinnati game, and true enough, hey, sometimes you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you in the game. But you don't want that to be happening when you're – I think he may have been maybe – 5 inches away from Joe Burrow's knee when he got right. flat-backed. That's not what you want, especially for that franchise. And that's a guy who was a reserve. And that's what I mean by getting a lot of big guys, because you got to be able to develop depth. You know, if your starter's out of it, let's say if Cade Mays hadn't played, we got to find somebody that's able to hold up his end of the stick also, because everybody in this fan base was rooting for Cade Mays to be able to start on this O-line moving up.
Coming up next, Big John Henderson, hashtag Vol for Life, former Jacksonville Jaguar. He will join the program. You can find us on Twitter at JMart and Ramon. We are back in a moment. It's 8:14 on 104.5 The Zone. JMart, the time. JMart and Ramon, put an at behind it. That's where you'll find us on Twitter. Ramon Foster, Jason Martin here with you. He's at Ramon Foster. I'm at JMart Radio. When trust matters, count on All Four Seasons Garage Doors in Nashville. Professional garage door installation and repair from a family-owned and operated business. The website is all4seasonsgarages.com/Nashville to learn more. They power our show, and we are thankful for them. So, Moan.
Yeah.
Here's your boy.
Yes.
You said you had respect for this guy.
Yes, I'm talking about major respect, man. This guy's a legend here and in the NFL. He's a guy that's from the state, loved the state, always has supported the state. And as I said, as a part of giving people their flowers, Big John is one of those guys that we as a whole, if you're a fan of sports, he's a guy that's transcended the way you looked at defensive linemen, okay? The way you dominate against my co-partners in the offensive line. Man, John Henderson, welcome to the show, and we appreciate your time and you just being you, man. How's everything going?
Hey, man, good, man. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. But everything is doing good, man.
Man, I just want to open it up a little bit and ask you, man, how do you feel about the way UT is looking? Because we cover UT also. Are you excited about what Coach Pruitt is doing moving forward? Does it feel like the old UT from when you were there?
Man, it do, but you know, man, I'm always about, you know, showing the people, you know, what we got. I was always not about talking about it, but just by just looking, I haven't seen too much what Tennessee doing, man, cause, and everything, but I always root for my Vols to win. Win every time, man. Every time.
Do you see the size starting to come back? I think it's one of the things we've talked about a lot on this show is just, you know, you were a big DT, and there are a lot of big DTs in the SEC, and now you're starting to see Jeremy Pruitt bring those kind of guys in. You see guys that remind you of you, that remind you of those squads, that remind you of the dominant era that made this state fall in love with football the way that it did. that has to make you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it does. They're getting back to what UT was, you know, originally about, man. And, you know, I felt we was losing a little bit because, you know, man, I bleed orange, baby. So, you know, I just want my guys to be, you know, go out there be best, man. I see us grabbing these guys from Pearl and all these guys, you know, these big guys, man. So we got to get that tradition back, man, and you know, stopping runs and getting out to the quarterback. So that's what I'm looking forward to for seeing them this year.
Yeah, I saw where you and Run ended up talking to the Williams Griffin kid out of Pearl. You know, he's a raw kid, man, that has a whole lot of talent. You know, what piece of advice were you able to give a young guy like that that's from your school, that's going to the university that you went to, man? I think that's special. And as I said, being able to have people in a position to show you the way, man, is huge for that kid. But how does it feel being able to, you know, reach back to him right now?
Man, I always talk about it, man. We got to share our story. We got to share the knowledge we have. We got to pass it on. And that's just very important, man. I learned, you know, from Coach Fitzgerald, the guys before me, and, you know, just you got to pass this knowledge on. And, I mean, you can't keep it in. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. You got to pass it on. And that's what I just wanted to do for the young man. And anyone I talk to, man, just to give them something, man, and let them go out there and use it. You know what I mean? So that was very important for me and Ron to do that for that young man and just give him a little bit how we grew up and the obstacle we came through. And just, you know, hopefully when they hear it and then and challenges come up, they remember and they know how to attack it and how to overcome it.
When you look at a guy like him, a young guy like him, a three-star that's only going to get better, that already knows how to work, which you appreciate the fact that he's going to go to UT and work hard. He's not a five-star guy that was born on home plate or born on third base. He's going to work his way into that role. Do you see now how much the game, the recruiting game, all of what these younger guys are going through has changed since your time when you were first recruited and certainly when you were at Tennessee?
Man, the pandemic did it all for him. I mean, this is new for everybody. You have to do things different. It's even new for me. I'm just like, man, I'm just feeling how these guys are feeling right now. And, you know, me, Slay, we all ask the question, will we play? What will we do?
Yeah.
And everything. And I was just like, man, I don't even know, man. I feel like I would play. Then I feel like I'd be scared. It's just so much with it. And, you know, they have a big decisions to make for any, you know, everybody's playing sports. You know, you got to decide if you go play. They are playing now, but, you know, the consequences of it, man, it's a lot. And I can't even say it's nothing like when we was coming up. I mean, they have a life and death thing in front of them, and then, you know, trying to get to the league or trying to get to college. You know, it's a lot, man. And for me, man, I just pray for them and hope people make the right decisions. But it's really different. It's just different, man. It's really hard to, you know, just to get these young guys just to be focused on everything, man. But it's a challenge for them right now.
Yeah, so, Joe, being the fact that you're from Tennessee, Nashville, of course, and you got an interdivision opponent for years in the Titans. You know, speak on how it was coming back with family being here, you playing here in the state, and you knew you were going to play in your hometown. Was there an extra edge to, you know, to show out and give the people what they want when you're playing against the Titans? I know this is a Jacksonville Titans lineup this week. So how was it for you coming back home and playing in those games?
Man, that was my homecoming. That was the game for me. I had to, first of all, I had to get 100 and some tickets.
Yeah.
It was, you know, then I got to perform. It was like, man, look, we got to win. I got to come back on off-season value. So I need to win. So I got something to brag about. But man, it was always big for me when I played the Titans and when I played Indy and then when I played Pittsburgh. So three games for me, but those were the big games for me that I loved. I always wanted to get off on it. especially coming home, definitely had to do that.
What do you think about your quarterback right now in Jacksonville? They are playing the Titans on Sunday. When you look at this Jacksonville team, a little bit different than the one that had all the Pro Bowlers on defense 3 or 4 years ago. Not a lot expected here, but Minshew had a nice game against Indianapolis on Sunday. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the quarterback that currently holds that job for your squad.
I'm going to tell you this. This is how I feel. You know, for me, as a player, I would have a chip on my shoulder because ain't nobody thinking they're going to do anything.
Right.
Oh, we got a bunch of young guys. We got this. Well, don't forget, it's still football. You know, mm-hmm. young, old, no matter. You got a chip on your shoulder, man. You can do some things. You know, sometimes you go make, as rookies, we go make mistakes. They go do this. But they got a lot of talent. And, you know, talent, you know, it'll win game. You know, it might not win, but, you know, they believe, man. And that's the one, you know, everybody just, they ain't going to do nothing, but man, they believe in each other. And that's one of the biggest things that people miss. Because, I mean, you got this young team that believes, you know, they're going to lose the games. But for me, I think they're going to have a great winning season. I mean, that's just, I don't know. You know, it's never been done. You got all these rookies. You never know what may happen. You know what I mean? So I believe in Minshew because, you know, this is who is the quarterback right now. And if all of them believe in each other, man, they accomplish anything. And that's what I believe. And I believe they're going to do well this year.
Man, that's awesome to hear from you, Big John, man. We appreciate you waking up and speaking to us. And you know, as always, man, you are a son of this state. You belong here. We support you, man. And Jason and I just wanted to give you your opportunity, man, to tell you that we thank you, give you your flowers. And as always, go Vols, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. I won't even make you pick who you're going to pick this weekend because it's the home state versus the team that you played for a long time. But hopefully, as you said, it's going to be a great matchup.
It is. It's going to be a great matchup.
We appreciate you, John. Thanks so much.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, guy.
That is Big John or Big Hen.
Big Hen.
Big Hen. He had the clothing store down in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Big Hen for Big Man.
It was needed, okay? He represents us, and he always has, man. I'll put it, and I'll just say this. I'm not from Middle Tennessee. I'm from West Tennessee, of course. And it's amazing how many stories I've heard about John Henderson from either playing basketball, okay, and football on how he just dominated people. Like, this guy wore... He was one of those low number guys on the field because he could pick and choose what he wanted to do because he was just simply the man. And there's people in this community that's easy to highlight, and he's one of them. You know, he brought up Coach Fitzgerald and just the myriad of guys around the city that you got to kind of give them their flowers as they're here because they are special to this community, and he's one of those guys, even though he played in Jacksonville. But if you're a Vol fan, you are a fan of him no matter what.
I mean, that's a first-round top 10 draft pick, two-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
That's what Tennessee football, that's what Vol fans that are listening to us right now, they're like, I remember John.
Yeah.
We need more Big Johns.
We need more Big Johns, man, because that's what gets your program moving. And he did the same thing with when he went to Jacksonville, him and Stroud down there. That was a heck of a team. Think about what they had moving forward down there. I mean, they had an era. Like, seriously, as he brought up playing against Pittsburgh. That Pittsburgh-Jacksonville game was a huge game. Jacksonville came into this league as a new team, and they made waves. That was a team that was winning, that was competitive. And, you know, they've kind of gotten off track lately. And this weekend, both teams come into Nashville 1-1. I mean, 1-0.
You're already giving somebody an L, man.
I'm giving somebody.
Somebody's
going to
leave Nashville 1-1.
Sure would. Listen, you said leave Nashville. I see what you did there because there's one team staying here.
That's right. Pick up what I'm putting down, man.
I am picking up what you're putting down. But maybe we'll give our predictions going into this weekend.
We will. We got the Toyota keys to the game coming up in the final segment. Man, I was looking at Big John's numbers.
Yeah.
From 2002 to 2009, never played less than 14 games.
Yeah. That's a guy you can depend on. And I remember my first time playing against Big John as a young guy. Well, I played him when he was going to the Raiders, okay, when he was on a Raiders team. And I'll never forget. It was fun. It was scary, and it was an honor to go against him, man. And when I went against him, I said, go Vols to him. And I don't think he was taking the play off with me, but it was a kinship, I guess you would say, as far as the way the block went. Because he was a guy that I admired, even on the offensive side of the ball, because you name off his stats and what he's done, he was a special player.
6'7", 335. Puts the big in Big John.
And
puts
I'll tell
the big
you,
in Big Hen.
He's all of that 6'7", too. When you see some people get like, okay, I'm 6'6". Yeah, well, no, but you're like 6'5 and 5'8".
Then big, you put on pumps and then you're 6'7".
Yeah. No, Big John is all of 6'7", and he didn't go first round for no reason, okay? And he wasn't one of the top players in the country for no reason. You have special players like that that come from this state. It was good that Tennessee locked him up. And Tennessee is starting to lock up a lot of guys from this state, you know?
So, it wasn't a Tiger.
Don't. See, I tweeted about it, and there's somebody in a room right now that's snickering.
Remember I joked, and there was that tweet of that dog that was painted like a tiger?
Yeah.
Local officials are saying it's a bobcat, and they're no longer looking for it. First off, I didn't realize they were still looking for it this long, but I don't know if I'm trusting local officials, especially after what we've heard in Nashville over the past few days. I don't know that I'm going on bike trails.
I'm telling you, if I was looking for a bike, which I am, a double XL mountain road
you,
bike.
Okay. You need to say it every day on the air. Somebody will find you or build you one.
I'm looking for a bicycle, but I will not be riding that bike in Knoxville anytime soon.
I don't know. Like, I don't, if a local official tells me it's not a tiger.
Yeah.
Based on this year, I'm now beginning to think it is a tiger. Until now, I wasn't so sure.
You know what? Catch me on the roads. How about that? Because I will not be going to any wooded areas riding a bike, is what I'm telling you guys.
I mean, maybe there was a tiger in a bar or a restaurant that was COVID positive.
Who can we trust?
Joe Burrow is a tiger. He's a Bengal. And he can't trust his O-line. So there you go.
You know what? Maybe we need to send Joe Exotic or Carol Baskin to go get him out of Tiger
Carol Land. Baskin, is she already off Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. I hadn't tuned into that one. Maybe I should. She might have some sweet moves.
I can't do the Dancing with the Stars.
You can't do it?
No.
You might learn a thing or two. I mean, you're fresh off this wedding, okay?
Oh, anniversary. You should have seen me cut a rug at the wedding.
Did you take lessons?
I should have. That's the correct answer to the question. I should have.
A man that knows himself, okay, is somebody that I'm all right with. This guy admitted that he is not the proper dancer, and he's okay with that.
We were dancing the weekend. We were like, we're going to do this Beatles song, and we were going to like kind of swing on into the room. And then I watched her do it, and then I started to do it, and she just starts dying laughing at me. I'm like, oh, so we're not doing that then. Like, if Schaefer had seen it, I know exactly the sound bite he would have played.
Yeah.
Because that's a demerit.
He would have
given demerit.
See?
That is all the demerits that you want. When we come back, we will do the Toyota keys to the game. We'll predict Titans, Jaguars. We are live in Dixon at the 11th annual Golf for a Cure event benefiting the fight against Duchenne muscular dystrophy. FightDMD.com is the website. Terry and this group, they do this so right, and they do it so consistently well. You would hope that the Tennessee Titans would be anywhere near as good a team as the Fight DMD crew are. We are thrilled to be out here supporting them, helping them raise more money to continue their research and continue their fight against this crippling disease. We will be right back. It's at JMart and Ramon on Twitter. Toyota keys to the game next, 8:38 on 104.5 The Zone. Five's the time. J. Martin Ramon, the show, 104.5 The Zone, the station, Fight DMD, the cause. We're here at Greystone Golf Club. U.S. Open going on at Wingfoot. Yesterday, people took advantage of the course. Today, the course is taking advantage of people.
Yes, it is.
It was plus 25 across all the people on the course the last time I looked. People just getting brutalized by the U.S. Open today. Hopefully not happening here at Greystone. FightDMD.com, that's the website. You absolutely want to do everything you can to support them. It's amazing all that they've already done, but help them support Duchenne research. See what they have done with the Children's Hospital of Vanderbilt, and help them out. Come out here and play some golf as well. 1 o'clock is the later start. The early start already began this morning. And it's nice outside, too.
It is. All I can imagine when you said the course is on and on, you remember in Remember the Titans when Coach Boone went up to Bertier? Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Who's your daddy? You my daddy. That's all I can imagine the course saying to those guys now.
Jonathan Schaefer's back in the studio and no one else is there, and he's just feeling it. Like some of the stuff he's saying to us during break, he's just like.
The way he comes on and remind us, the mic is hot. I'm like, bro. Are you an opera singer now?
Yeah, just chill. No, it's all good. We are thankful to have him. Let's give him his flowers while he's with us.
Yeah,
that is demerit.
I knew.
Well, if it's a demerit, then you're getting no more props.
You know what?
Throw that out there.
And I thought we were going to be able to give. I was just about to say, you know, this is our lowest demerit day. And then there's another one. Okay,
that's because we're not all there to make eye contact. When we're making eye contact. It's just demerit.
All right.
Demerit.
So instead of demerits, let's try this one out then.
You just made the list.
I don't want to make the list. Okay.
Nobody wants to make the list.
Please don't.
Toyota Keys to the Game brought to you by your local Toyota dealer. See your local Toyota dealer. Check out the adventurous new Toyota RAV4. Hey, that's my car. I've got a RAV4. Street savvy and off-road capable, the RAV4 has redefined what a compact SUV can be. For all Toyota offers, go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Home, in air quotes, opener on Sunday. Titans hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Both teams 1-0. With the Jaguars with a division win over the Indianapolis Colts. Let's not forget about that. Gardner Minshew, super efficient, 19 of 20, 173, three scores. No blemishes on that record. He only threw one out of bounds that means. Aaron Rodgers will have 10 incompletions, and 9 of them will be just throws that he's thrown out of bounds. Minshew didn't even have to do that.
No, which is crazy because quarterbacks hate doing that. And Minshew shows you that, hey, if anything, I'm setting up my resume for next year. My completion rate is going to be high for the next bidder is all he was saying in that.
At Ramon Foster, at JMart Radio, at JMart and Ramon is where you will find the show. Ramon Foster of All for Life, longtime Steelers offensive lineman. Keys to the game, Moan. I think it begins right here. Take this team seriously.
Yeah, that's number one, and that was going to be one of the first key was to say, don't think that the Minshew week one was a fluke. You got to treat it as if this guy is a valid, which he is, NFL quarterback. He's not just a young guy. This guy's out to win. This guy's out for blood. So being able to contain him early by that defense is going to be pivotal for them being able to at least coast into this game more than anything, especially in your home opener.
Ballad is a great descriptor. That is a great adjective there because we were trying to say he's not a superstar. He's not an elite quarterback. He's not a backup.
Right.
So what is he? He's valid.
He's valid.
He is worthy of the job that he currently holds on that football team.
Above the line.
He's probably not going to make a ton of mistakes to beat himself. He was 21 touchdowns and 6 interceptions last year. That's a guy that's not throwing it. He's not making a lot of mistakes. No. It means he's going to be careful. I mean, 173 yards, not a lot of yards, but they still won
they
the
still
football
won the game.
He did exactly what they needed and nothing more. I think he had a 95 passer rating. So they're going to come in here, and they're not tanking in the locker room. That's what we have talked about all week. The Jags team ain't going to tank.
No.
And in football, it's harder to tank in general.
Because it's so physical. You got to go out there and lay it down on the line every single play. Even if for a quarterback, if you call yourself tanking it, well, guess what tanking it means for you? It means you with your back on the ground and you throwing an interception. And I'll just be the first one to say, if you're throwing that many and your O-line is not going to be okay with it, but also in this day and age, social media will burn you to the ground, okay?
Number two key to the game is the uncertainty regarding A.J. Brown and maybe even Vic Beasley. He was a full participant yesterday. What does that mean? What can he do? What does Clowney do in his second week? A little more familiarity now because he's had another week of practice. But A.J. Brown's bone bruise is the thing that everybody's paying attention to.
Yeah, and in that, I think if he's not there, if he's not there, the rest of the offense got to be able to supplement what's missing from him, meaning who else is going to step up, which we've questioned this entire week is, you know, them being able to evolve as an offense after the top three wide receivers. Now it's right on the front street for everybody to see. Well, who's going to be the next man up? Because you're in this position to make plays, and now that it's here, somebody's got to be able to step up and provide what the team is missing.
And then the third key, I think it has to be the kicking game, doesn't it?
All eyes.
It has to be.
All eyes are going to be on the kicking game, not just with Gostkowski, but around the league. I think all eyes are going to be up because, as I said before, special teams is a lot like O-line play. Nobody notices it until you mess up. And right now, hey, I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get on the field and kick field goals and extra points this week.
Guys that need good days, Steven Gostkowski and Khalif Raymond just needs to get his confidence back.
Yeah.
And he may have to step up and do a little bit more if A.J. Brown is indeed unable to go. We probably will know that by the end of this day. Those are your Toyota keys to the game. Need a full-size truck? Stop by your local Toyota dealer for the Go Anywhere, Do Anything Toyota Tundra, one of 12 different Toyotas built right here in the USA. For all Toyota offers, go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. So, prediction time. Yeah. Sunday is the game. Titans Radio will have the call on 104.5 The Zone. Of course, pregame, postgame, just be with us all day. Expect to be with us all day on 104.5 The Zone every day, but Sunday in particular, for Titans coverage wall to wall, including, of course, Mike Keith and Dave McGinnis and the Titans radio crew. But what do you anticipate happening in this game?
I see the Titans winning. I honestly do see them, if we're looking into how they should win it, covering the spread. I got them winning 27-14, because I think they'll be a score late because of they're playing catch up in a 2-minute ball.
I don't know what to. A.J. Brown makes me wonder how much they're going to run Derrick Henry. They had 31 carries here on Monday. What are they going to do? Is Evans, who actually got downgraded yesterday in practice, can he go? Or is there going to be even more Derrick Henry because of this? Who has to step up? How many catches can Adam Humphries get? What can Jonnu do for you? Can Khalif Raymond show, okay, I'm capable of being a 3/4 instead of what I think he is, which is a 4/5? I was 27-14 on Monday. I tend to think that they can win this game big, but with just a lot of uncertainty, I'm going to back down and just say I think they win this game something like 21-10. I think it's going to be a little bit of a low-scoring kind of game, but it's going to be a Derrick Henry second half.
Yeah, but the other side of this, too, is being able to, I think, the defense having to stop Minshew. And like you said, seeing Clowney with a second plate in front of him this week, I see defense really stepping up.
For sure. Monday, we will recap it. We'll talk all about the weekend and certainly a ton of Titans reaction for you on Monday's program. I believe Dave McGinnis will join us. We may have a special guest that we can't let the cat out of the bag about just yet, but we are certainly excited about it. Well, another week in the books.
We're here.
We're still here. He's Ramon Foster. I'm Jason Martin. We're on Twitter at JMart and Ramon. It's been a blast. Support FightDMD.com. Go to the website, see what they're doing, and be a part of it. We're thrilled at 104.5 The Zone to be here. Midday 180 is next. They got you covered. Remember, folks, we'll see you on Monday. Your mic's always hot.